Well, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is Psalm 103, verse 12. It says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Just as the father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he himself knows our frame, and he himself is mindful that we are but dust. Now again, he says that in the context, as far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us, and he has compassion on us. And then he talks about he knows that we're but frame, and he is mindful that we're but dust. And Genesis, it says that we were made out of the dust of the ground, that God breathed into the dust of our humanity. Scripture talks about that we have this treasure, the life of Jesus, in earthen vessels. And earthen vessels are just made out of dust, glued together, wet dust that's glued together. And it says about the enemy that when the fall happened, one of the curses to the serpent was that he would feed on the dust of the earth. In Matthew chapter 10, when Jesus sends his disciples out to minister and to proclaim the kingdom, he says, when you go into a city and they don't receive you, you give them your peace, they don't receive you. He said, you take your peace back, shake off the dust, and then leave that place. And throughout Scripture, dust speaks of our humanity. It speaks of our frailty. It speaks of our sinfulness. And here's a passage that, again, I've just been hanging out in the book of Acts a lot lately. And this is in Matthew chapter 13. Paul and Barnabas had been ministering in Iconium. And it says in verse 50, well, begin verse 49, and the word of the Lord was being spread through the whole region. But the Jews aroused the devout women of prominence and the leading men of the city and instigated a persecution against Paul and Barnabas and drove them out of their district. But they shook off the dust of their feet in protest, and the words in protest is just in italics. Shouldn't be there. But they shook off the dust of their feet against them and went to Iconium. And the disciples, they left there to Iconium. And the disciples were continually filled with joy with the Holy Spirit. They shook off the dust of their feet, left them. And the disciples were continually filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. Now, this is a really simple word, but one of the ways to make sure that you're continually filled with the Holy Spirit and continually filled with joy is to make sure you shake off other people's dust from your feet. Because the truth is that you're going to bump into people from time to time who are going to bring their flesh into your experience. They're going to bring their attitudes or their words or their behavior towards you, their dust. And if you let that dust cling to you, you're not going to walk continually filled with joy and continually filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's what we're after. That's a good description of what it looks like to walk in personal revival, is that you're not just been filled with the Holy Spirit, but you're continually filled with the Holy Spirit, and you're continually filled with the joy that being continually filled with the Holy Spirit brings. Joy is a normal attitude for a healthy Christian as part of the fruit of the Spirit. And some of the reasons that you and I struggle in our walk with the Lord and don't walk in joy and have a hard time stewarding consistently the filling of the Holy Spirit is because we let other people's dust cling to us. That's not their fault. That's your fault and my fault. The Lord said he knows that they're but dust, and yet sometimes we have higher expectations of people than God does. Remember the thing we used to say? God remembers what we forget, and he forgets what we remember. God remembers that we're but dust, we forget it. God forgets our sins, but we all want to remember them. That dust could just even be that you're with somebody or you work with somebody or you're at home with somebody who just has an attitude. They're just not walking with the Lord. It's not always directed towards you. It's just a bummer. And you allow their dust to get on you, and it keeps you from being continually filled with joy with the Holy Spirit. And yet you find yourself going, what is wrong with me? Why can't I maintain this walk with the Lord? Right? They shook off the dust. They were being rejected. God performed signs and wonders. Many people gave their lives to Jesus. And yet they got together, some women, and the men, the women, they ran them out of town. And they could have carried that with them, hurt feelings, bitterness, resentment, right? Judgment towards them. And they could have not walked continually filled with the Holy Spirit and with joy. That doesn't just work, though, if somebody does something to you or hurts you or says something to you or their attitude towards you. It could even be a child. You ever had a special child at home? Just one of those special children that carries a pail full of dust all the time? They're not just stepping, they're throwing it at your feet. Woody was such a child. People think he's the most amazing person. He is. Woody's amazing. He's one of the best humans I've ever known. But when he was a kid, I could have quit my job and just spent all day long spanking him. You see, I feel guilty every day because Foster is so wired. It's because how many times I tell him, God's going to get even with you one day and give you a child just like you. Double portion. It could be anybody like that, but it also could just be something going on in somebody's life that's relevant to you. They're not doing anything to you, but you're letting what they're going through cause the dust of their frailty and their humanity, just their struggle, get on you. And you cannot continually walk in joy because the fear has gotten on you, their depression, their struggle. You're worrying about them. You're not trusting God. You want them to change. You're frustrated with them. They haven't done anything to you. But you've allowed the dust of their humanity get on your feet. And again, I'm going to read it to you again. And they shook off the dust of their feet, and the disciples were continually filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. That's not coincidental. There's only one person that can keep you from walking in continual joy and the Holy Spirit. And guess who that is? You. And it's very important that you don't let other people's humanity rob you of your great privilege and inheritance and the continual joy that comes with that. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.